Hey. It's Alana G on Alana G Spits It Out. It is Tuesday, February 5th. On this beautiful day, we're going to make it count regardless. Paying homage to 21 Savage today. He going through a few things. Free him. You know, unfortunate things happen all the time. But still, we got your back in the music community. Anyways, today what I'm going to be talking about on my show is music, of course. I have some upcoming artists in my city that are doing their thing. I'm getting ready to put some mixtapes out, some albums out. I'm from the Stark County area in Ohio, and we have a lot of talent out here. Like, it's unbelievable how much talent we have out here. I'm here with my producer in the studio, and here with one of my fellow artists. We call him Seymour and T. Will, we have in the house. So I'm going to ask them some questions. We're going to get onto it about a couple mixtapes we have in progress in the city, upcoming artists, some music. So let's get to it, y'all.
I ain't really take rapping serious. Nico took it serious. I ain't take rapping serious until I met you.
I never take serious.
Yeah, you ain't even hear. You don't even hear no shit on the internet. I couldn't even come down with no shit. I couldn't even come down with no old shit. Like how you got.
Destiny know how we used to do it, man. Yeah. Destiny used to be.
Y'all gotta. When I came down to the basement and I seen how you. Listen, bro. I start fucking with you because when I came down the basement and I seen how shit, bro, you know how many motherfuckers I went through?
My dad did that shit.
Look at me. Do I look like the type of nigga that's gonna sit there and kiss a nigga ass, bro?
You the only nigga,
bro, that took that shit serious, bro. All
right.
Nigga, yeah. I went through the main, bro. I went through Jamie, bro. Man, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers, me, bro, I wasn't going through that shit. I started doing basketball. I started constantly kept playing basketball. And I kept on selling my drugs, and I kept on in the streets. I wasn't trying to do it. I was playing sports.
It was fifth grade, yeah. Probably fifth grade, sixth grade. I was with Tommy and all that. I didn't rap, though. My brother even was a rapper. You feel me?
Yeah.
I made beats on the PS2. They were like, these bitches is hard, nigga. We would fucking record these motherfuckers with the mic, put the mic up to the TV. That's how wet we was, just to get the beat. We didn't know how to get them off the PS2. We let the beat play up loud. Yeah. We recorded on the mic.
I see what you're doing.
Onto the studio shit, and then rap over the beat. Still hear the beat.
Look, that's how I had to do it. I had to use two phones. Like, if you go on my YouTube page, like my own catalog, that's all I did. I had a phone, a speaker, and another phone. I would put my phone and I was recording over my YouTube beat in the speaker. And put my phone right here. My phone with my mic.
The only nigga that was really taking it serious was you beat him up, though.
Right.
Tank. Black Tank. He was taking that shit. He was going to school. When I was going to school, he was one of the cats that niggas was like, hey, Tank, spit that. Izzy, Austin, Aaron, they always had it. Like, that's why I never would go to a lot of times coming up, I wouldn't go to the when you was making beats on the table and other niggas making beats on the table, I wouldn't go out there and freestyle all the time because I wasn't into it. I know that Izzy and them was into it. They've been doing this shit for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And Nico, like, I wasn't into that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really into it that tough. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we started.
I guess it was always been in me, though.
You can't even tell. You haven't been doing music forever. Like, when I first heard you spit, I'm like, you said you just like, what was the other dude that was here the other night? He never, sad. He never did music before either. And he freestyle. I'm like, damn. Like it's a talent. It's a God-given talent that you just can't help.
Yeah, it's a God-given talent.
It's a God-given
talent. That's
why
I told niggas, like, this is a God-given talent.
You know what I mean? And you can't help it for what God called you for.
What'd you say, Destiny?
Flat out. Like, I've tried to get away from music and everything.
I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Most definitely. You already know.
I know this. This is my calling.
I know for a fact now, yeah.
Because I jumped in too late, and I'm already up here.
Like, I played that football shit.
It ain't never too late.
No, it ain't never too late. You're right.
It ain't.
It's just my age. It's just my age. Like, for real, I'm thinking about sitting back getting that. Yeah, not even that. Jay-Z and Wayne and them proving that, huh?
Man, listen, 2 Chainz still talking about all this shit. And I'm like, nigga, you older than my mom, bro.
Like 33.
Some niggas
then
we just
went
to
Charles Babb when we was young.
Yeah.
We wanted it. Now it's like, hey, we still got the passion for it, but it don't feel the same as NBA.
You know how many people we lost when we was in the streets, being in the streets.
What?
You know how many motherfuckers crossed us? Not only that, you know how many motherfuckers stole money from us when we gave money? We sent money to Miami. We sent some bands. We had Rashad send like two bands to Miami.
You sent 300, nigga, to the
300. We sent it to the Dream City of Dreams. We sent all that money to the City of Dreams.
That'd be straight, fat ass.
Come on, bro. You know how much losses we took? Dealing with niggas and dealing with, even, we was dealing with professional niggas. Right. And still was trying to do us, like, it's crazy, man. I mean, that's what you gotta go through, though.
I was at a beach contract when we went out there to City of Dreams.
And one,
was you?
Made it but, second place.
Yeah, second place?
But dude, he had that old school.
He had the samples and shit. That's before I can even, if he fuck with me now, like, that shit, we ain't making out the deck.
And your samples be cold as hell.
I'm telling you.
Y'all wanna play one of your beats on here?
Yeah, he beat me.
Play one of, all right. We about to play one of T-Will's beats. You can tell them where they can look your stuff up, T-Will. Where are your platforms?
808 T-Will on YouTube. Just subscribe me on YouTube, 808 T-Will. Hmm. That's pretty much where we dropping our shit right now. But we about to be everywhere, iTunes, Spotify.
So make sure y'all sub into that. 808 T-Will on YouTube. You can look him up on Facebook. He got stuff on there. Terrence Williams. That's how you look him up on Facebook.
Nikasa on Seymour, new single, Giants in the Room, out on Spotify everywhere, produced by me. So
Seymour, where can they look your stuff up at?
T-Will's
site. T-Will's site. Seymour stuff is on there too. He got a mixtape about to be dropping.
It's a whole house on a Friday. 28 grams.
28 grams just dropped. We about to play y'all a little sample here and show y'all what we talking about in the 330 Hall of Fame City. What's up?
They sleeping on us for real. Every time, when I go out of town a lot, like, you be like, where the hell is you from? Like, people don't even be, they think that I am from down south. I'm like, no, we from north. We is from up north. Y'all sound like you from up north. Y'all ain't heard nothing yet. It's so many talent. Like, it's unbelievable, and it's almost
they
like
did. They said Ohio was the one.
Man, listen, it's crazy because anywhere you go, like, you can hear an artist sound and be like, oh, I know where they from. You know what I mean? Any artist out here, you're not gonna be able to pick up our sound. Like, I don't know what it is about. I'm tooting our horn.
It's the truth.
You can't pick our sound up. Like,
it's the truth. We got it.
We from a different breed.
It's just the people that's. It's just the
made under pressure.
That every time the people that got a chance to bring the city out, they start trying to sound like somebody else.
Exactly.
Every time
to stay true to yourself.
They sound like somebody else and they fuck themselves over for sounding like somebody else because every label is looking for the next big thing and it's got to be epic and different. You know
Which
what I'm saying?
Which brings me to my next thing. Like, if you can stack the money up, like what I'm saying with these record labels, like I have family that's with Rock Nation, you know what I mean? That was with Cash Money before they blew up. Like, my family is music, you know what I mean? If you can stack your money up, you know what I'm saying? I'm not signing a deal. I done had so many record labels after me, I'm not signing a deal. You know why? You know, 21 Savage owns 100% of his masters. Now, you tell me that that's not a problem. Like, anytime I'm negotiating with record labels, they want to keep your masters. If you keep somebody's masters, you own them. You have control of them. And that's what's going on in this in the music industry. Half of these artists you see with all this money and shit, they don't own none of that. Record labels are big loan sharks. That's all they are. I'm going to keep saying that.
True. But it's always a way to manipulate the system. You got to find that. I told Destiny that, though. I was telling him that yesterday. I said, the talent is good enough to make sound for, like, say, $500,000 for, like, 2 hours. And I know how they do it because I read they do it in increments. They probably give you $50,000 here, and then $50,000 when you're done with the other project, and then another, $150,000 for the whole second project, and then this is included in your tour. So, but if you don't talk about things, the main thing people be caught in is when I was reading them is expenses.
Yeah.
Expenses means, like, if you a Drake or a Lil Wayne, you good, they'd be like, you'd be like, man, I want all my expenses paid for. Which means hotel room,
your
driving,
clothing, your food,
studio time, food, all that. Because they'll put that down on the paper where if you don't say that five. You want them to pay that. No, you want them to pay for your expenses. Yeah, because your expenses is one of the things that you won't always be using. You know what I'm saying? Your flights and stuff. But anyways, man, it's just that people
want. Ain't nobody really
calling friends.
Right. Like, everybody just want to shine, but you ain't really.
Said that
too. Like, if I play my other segment that I just did on here, like, following up after this, but, you know, it's like everybody wants the same in life, but you want it too fast. artisan. Always make sure you know where your shit coming from, where it's going. Because if you don't, that's how everybody gets screwed up out of your royalty. Oh, get that shit.
Shit, this is how I feel. Look, like I said, this is how I feel. I feel like I'm from the label off. Half a million for 2 hours. Right now, they're getting millions. Half a million for 2 hours. I'll sign on the dot. I give them the albums because they hot, because I'm an artist that's going to be forever in the game.
Exactly.
I'm going to constantly keep making
money. And you got to think about these people that you're signing. Right. You feel me? If you're signing somebody that already know how to make money, I have no problem taking on bands. And that's how I'm becoming that record. I have no problem taking your bands because I know that I'm going to be able to make that back.
You got to have that vibe. You feel me? Sign that though.
Yep.
So make sure you're going to make that money back.
Yeah. Yes. Make sure you are in. Like I would say, what you think?
When they come to
you, they're going to need you. Yeah, when it comes to that, they gonna already.
When it comes to you, you already got the buzz.
Exactly.
You already gonna make.
That's 808 T Will playing in the background. Go hard. You can look that up on his YouTube page. Yeah, it's actually a song. It's called Go Hard. So y'all can look that up on his YouTube page. That's the beat playing in the background. Everything that you will see on that page, mixed and mastered by T Will, produced by him, all authentic. You want a beat, hit him up for a price. Y'all can work it out. You know what I mean? It's levels to this shit. You heard everybody talking about upcoming music, upcoming artists. Don't sleep on Canton City, because we coming at y'all full throttle. We got a lot of talent out here, a lot of people that have a voice that wants to be heard. You know, everybody has a different story. Your music, your sound, it depicts on your culture, what you're going through. You know what I mean? It's your story that you're telling, so nobody can tell you that it's wrong. So, I mean, just speaking to these two artists that that I had on this segment today, my advice to anybody that's following a dream, anybody that is in music or whatever your dream, your goal is, I would just say keep following your dream, keep following your goal. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. No, never, nothing's ever going to be easy. You know what I mean? Anything that is worth having is worth fighting for, and it's not going to be easy to obtain. So y'all just remember that when you're going after what you're, you know, going for, God always gives us a purpose in life, and you can't escape that purpose. So just always remember that, and y'all stay prayed up and God bless. Woo!
But you notice he wanted you, but you wanted me. But I ain't stepping on toes, I let this shit play out. Look at how we had it, I fucked you at your house. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, but I got there at 10. The way you want it, got your friend wanting to join me. You slowed me down in the basement, nobody know I'm here. And I was hitting it while your father was upstairs. Her baby dad fucked with the same niggas that I'm beefing with. I tell her I ain't worried about him, I've been on that.
This one you just put out yesterday?
Light it up, another blunt, another go around. We in the car, holding up traffic, tell them go around. I'm trying to hit it from the back, you need to turn around. Another shot, then I'ma blow it down. Cause I won't start it. Niggas calling, but she know that I'll dog it. And I will, she know I do this shit for real. I represent the clear, everybody wanted this. In my city, we who everybody doing. We the ones that got it going, and we poppin' shit. You the type that wanna fall when you hot and shit. And what you doing, yeah. So I come out fresh as fuck, just bought another fit. And you lookin' upside down because you won't win. But don't see me with another chick. So relationships ain't the same, like.
That's Seymour right there, Canton, Ohio, unsigned artist. Produced by 808 T. Will as a youngin. That's a snippet. Check that out on 808 T. Will at youtube.com. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.